Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a new CDC report shows Georgia near the bottom of the list for life expectancy. Atlanta-based UPS is facing two wrongful death lawsuits. And the Atlanta Board of Education just approved a new school redistricting plan, much to the dismay of some community members.
I challenge anybody to show how there was any opportunity to actually influence the decision in the process, and so I would like to see that acknowledged.
Today is Thursday, December 4th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The Atlanta Board of Education last night approved a redistricting plan that will close or repurpose 16 Atlanta public schools. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports many in the community were upset with the decision.
Parents, students, and advocates made a final push to save their schools during the meeting's public comment period. They worried closures could destabilize families, push parents towards private schools, and create more abandoned buildings. Claire Dozier is a parent near Dunbar Elementary, one of the schools selected for closure. She says the community engagement process felt like a formality.
I challenge anybody to show how there was any opportunity to actually influence the decision in the process, and so I would like to see that acknowledged, and therefore the way that the community engagement has gone about for the next phase to be radically reconsidered.
Starting in January, the Board of Education will hold community hearings to determine how the schools will be repurposed. Closures begin spring 2027. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Atlanta-based UPS is facing two wrongful death lawsuits in the wake of a cargo plane crash last month in Kentucky. Three pilots and 11 people on the ground were killed on November 4th when the plane crashed into businesses just outside the airport in Louisville, where UPS has its largest package delivery hub. At the time, the plane was fully loaded with fuel for a flight to Hawaii. In the lawsuit filed yesterday, lawyers argue UPS put profits over safety by continuing to fly older planes. An inspection later identified cracks where the engine connected to the wing. The Federal Aviation Administration has since grounded that model of jet. UPS says it doesn't comment on pending litigation, but safety remains its top priority as the federal investigation continues. A federal vaccine advisory committee voted today to delay a decision on whether newborns should still get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. The vote is now scheduled for tomorrow. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, meeting in Atlanta, voted to delay the decision after committee members expressed confusion about voting language, and some voiced concern about taking such a step. For decades, the government has advised that all babies be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. The shots are widely considered to be a public health success for preventing thousands of illnesses, but U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s committee is considering whether to recommend the birth dose only for babies whose mothers test positive, which would mark a return to a public health strategy that was abandoned more than three decades ago. For other babies, it will be up to the parents and their doctors to decide if a birth dose is appropriate. The U.S. Senate may vote next week on whether to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies, this as the deadline for open enrollment approaches. U.S. Senator John Ossoff says he supports extending the subsidies and hopes his Republican colleagues will as well.
This should not be a partisan issue. The affordability of health insurance should not be a Republican versus Democratic issue.
The shutdown ended without addressing the issue, but Democrats vowed to bring it up before open enrollment ends in January. A new report on life expectancy by the CDC shows Georgia near the bottom of the list. The National Vital Statistics Report shows Georgia at 37th among the 50 states, plus Washington, D.C. In 2022, the year researchers analyzed, the life expectancy in Georgia was 75.9 years. For men, the expectancy was 73.1 years, while for women, it's 78.6. That gap was 14th highest overall. Georgia's life expectancy improved 1.6 years from the previous year, one of the best improvements in the country. A Cherokee County man is being treated for rabies exposure after a raccoon he rescued bit him on the face. GPB's Chase McGee has more on what you should do if you encounter a rabid animal.
The Cherokee County incident was the third case of a rabid animal making headlines since last week. In November, a bobcat on Jekyll Island tested positive for rabies after it attacked a woman at a mini golf course, and near Ludowice, a rabid raccoon was killed by a dog in a residential area. Dr. Jesse Maestas is a biologist with Georgia's Department of Natural Resources. He says there are behaviors to watch for in rabid animals.
You can see seizures. You can see aggression. It's a lot of unusual behaviors. If you have a fear of humans, that fear of humans is suddenly gone. Or if you're normally out during the nighttime, that's another key that something might be off.
Maestas says it's best to contact your local animal control. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Georgia has set an execution date for a man convicted of killing two women in Cobb County in 2003. 52-year-old Stacey Humphreys has been on Georgia's death row since 2007 for the killing of friends and real estate agents Lori Brown and Cynthia Williams in their Cobb County office during a robbery. The Georgia Department of Corrections today said its commissioner, Tyrone Oliver, set the execution for December 17th. Authorities say doorbell cameras helped them capture an incarcerated man who escaped from a Georgia hospital. Timothy Shane was found early yesterday in Covington, about 30 miles east of Atlanta. The Rockdale County Sheriff said officers responded after Shane was seen knocking on doors in a neighborhood. He allegedly stole an SUV and a handgun shortly after leaving the hospital on Monday. Officials later spotted him on video stealing another car, and video surveillance, including door camera images, helped track him down. No injuries were reported during his capture. Shane had been jailed before his escape on charges including possession of methamphetamine. The New England Aquarium says the first North Atlantic right whale mom-calf pairing of the season was spotted last week off the coast of South Carolina. The mom, named Champagne, was spotted with her second known calf, not yet named, on November 28th. Champagne's first calf, named Wall E, was born in 2021. The aquarium says this five-year calving interval is promising, and the more recent average has been closer to 10 years. North Atlantic right whales are critically endangered. They spend their calving season, from November through April, off the coast of the southeastern U.S. Atlanta-based nonprofit South Arts has announced Doug Shipman as the regional arts organization's next president and CEO. Shipman was elected Atlanta City Council president in 2021. He announced in February he would not run for re-election. Before his work in city politics, he spent 3 years as CEO of the Woodruff Arts Center, the nation's third largest arts center, leading a workforce of more than 1,000 employees. He begins as president and CEO of South Arts next month. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you'll come back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast now. That way we'll pop up in your feed automatically tomorrow afternoon. And gpb.org/news has all the latest updates to these stories and all the latest headlines from our reporters. So check out gpb.org/news whenever you want to know what's going on in Georgia. If you've got feedback for this podcast, we would love to hear from you. Send us an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.